I figured that the goal of this chaburah should be not take the entire shaka of Tarya, but go through the main points, try to get the main ideas from each amud of Gemara. Hopefully, the chazara will encompass the da'apim, the amudim da'apim learned from Sunday through Shabbos. This past week, we started the limud on Monday, so it'll cover mitzvah on the first three block. In addition, there'll be another chaburah going through some of the points from Ian HaAmud with some aros. It's not going to be every Amud, but just I think today we'll do for Beis Amud Aleph. That'll be in a separate recording. So we have the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah first starts off, we're trying to figure out when we read Kriya Shema. So we have the beginning time of Mishnah Shokam Nechasa Lecha B'Sumasam. The Gemara is going to discuss that a lot. And there's a machlok, three-way machlok, it says to the end time. We have Rabbi Lazar on Sofa Shmur Rishona, Chachamim, and Chosos, and Gamliel, and Shia, and Hashachar. And then we have the story of Rabbi Gamliel's sons, that they came late, and they didn't know what to do. So Rabbi Gamliel said that, it was after Chatos, Rabbi Gamliel said, Chayav Natan Likros, and he said, every time the Chachamim say, it's also not Shia, and Chatos, every time the Chachamim say something to Chatos, it's really Shia, and Hashachar. And we say that's the basic gist of the Mishnah. So the Gemara starts off asking two questions. Number one, we first ask in the Mishnah, when do we read Kriya Shema? How do we know there is a Chiyuv of Kriya Shema? And the second point is why we start with Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The assumption of the question, as we'll talk about more in the Iyun, is that the day is more logical to start. We would think chronologically that should be the case. But the Ian points, they give a different reason from the from Tosfos. Tosfos in the second year of Masay Lisni, the Kadashkacham Batamid Siv Shalboker Trila, that the Karban Tamid says, as I kept the pasuk by the Karban Tamid says, as I kept Echa Tasa Baboker, as I kept Sashani Tasa Bin Arbaim. So we see that the day is first. And why is the day first over there? Because the rule in Kachim is ha-layla holecha achar yom. Even though, as we'll see soon, in normative halacha, the Hebrew day starts at night, by Kachim it's the other way around. So it's probably why the pasuk starts with the korban tamid shel shachar. Also, the Tosfos Rosh points out, this is one of the end points, that the ikar, that normally mitzvos Shemitzos HaNoah goes b'ikr b'yom. That mitzvos are normally done during the day. In the Mishnah Megillah, Daf Chaf, that's the first reference to the Mesaras and Shas, tells us all the mitzvos that are done during the day. Not many mitzvos are done at night. So that's that logic. So again, the two questions of Gemara is how do we know the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema and why do we start with Ma'ariv? So Gemara answers, either B'shech Lechol Kamecha, the Pasuk by Kriya Shema tells us that we start B'shech Lecha at night. And we say this man shchiva is when the kayanim are going to eat their truma. Then there's the ibayis ema from Briyas Sha'olam, because by he erev by he boker, which is how we know that the night is the beginning of the day in Judaism. So this points out, Gemara says ihachi. If this is the case, then we have the Mishnah later. It tells us about Birchas Kriya Shema is it says the din of Shachar before Be'erev. So why do we not keep it consistent? Why do we go night-day and then switch to day-night? So the Gemara answers, because once you talk about Shachar, so you might as well stay on topic. Tosfos points out in the Maschal Yihachi that this question is only if you say, like the first answer, B'shech L'chol Kumecha. Sorry, this is not a question if you say B'shech L'chol Kumecha, because the Pasuk of B'shech L'chol Kumecha, it says it's unique to Kriya Shema that we should say night before day. In Kol Torah Kulu, we say night before day, but in terms of how you want to list halachos, by Kriya Shema, we say night before day. That doesn't apply to the brachos, because the brachos are not in the Oraisa. However, if you say, Esakev Esecha Tasev HaBogir, and then we say, sorry, not Esakev Esecha, if we say, Vahi Erevai Bogir, that says in Kol Torah Kulu, we should always teach night before day. So this question of the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph, talking about Birchos Kriya Shema, is only a question according to the second day. And then we answer because we want to keep it consistent, say Arvis Shachris, and then continue with Shachris, and then we're going to go back to Arvis. Okay, that's the first Sugya in the Gemara. So the Mishnah says that the starting times Mishnah Shakonim Nechnasim Lechel B'Tshimasan. So why do we have to teach it like this? Why not? If we know it's Seisak HaChavim, why not just say it? So the Mishnah is teaching us that the din is Seisak HaChavim, and the Chiddush V'Hakamash Malan to Kapara La Ma'akva. That is this din of Mechusar Kippurim, that if you become Tameh, you have to go do Tefillah on the Mikvah, then you have Harav Shemesh, and that allows you, as we'll see, that allows you to eat Shuma. And there's a din Mechusar Kippurim, the Mishnah in the second paragraph of Kriso says there are four Mechusar Kippurim, Zava, Yeladis, and Mitzorah. That they cannot eat from kachin, which is a higher level of kedusha than truma, and from the fact that truma could only be a shlishi, but kachin could even be a revi. You can only eat from kachin once you bring karbanos. So we're going to prove why that does not apply to truma, because the pasuk says in Vashem Shmitaher, "Biyashim shemakavta ve'en kaparasa mekavta milechel v'truma." So the Gemara tries to figure out how do we know that this is the real definition of biyashemesh. So we'll address more on the in points. So we say, because the lashon of Bashan is Vitaher, as opposed to the command of Vitaher. Okay, skip the Gemara, just next points out. So he asks as a question, and he answers, there's a brisa, father Pasha of Brisa, and the brisa is similar to the one that says, may not be a shimsha who umbaitar tar yomach. Right, so then we have another brisa that tells us the zman of Kriya Shema. Because we said b'shal shakam nechassim lechol b'chumasam, but the brisa says b'shal shah ani nechnas lechol pito b'melach ad shalmed lipatam yisach sudasa, that he has from the time the ani starts to eat his meal. So we said ad until the time that he leaves, that's vada b'gam season. But the ratio is not necessarily. But then that's not so clear because we have another brisa that Rav Meir says the time to start eating is when people eat on Erev Shabbos, which is a bit earlier, or maybe a bit later, but Pashas is a bit earlier. And the Kohanim say from the time the Kohanim start to be Zocha Lechol Truma. We'll see what that lashon means. And even though they say there's no Raya L'Dover, that says there's a Zecha L'Dover, Pesukim in Nechemiah, that say that they work during the day. So right now the Gemara points out Sakatai Tachta Ani Ubnei Adam Chad Shiirahu. That right now we assume that the time that Ani eats starts to eat his meal every day, and Bnei Adam starts to eat their meal on Erev Shabbos, as Rashi clarifies, is the same thing. So if you want to say Ani Bekoin Chad Shiirahu, as we pointed out before, then the Chachamim have the same shita as Rav Meir, because if Ani is the same as everyone on Erev Shabbos, and Ani is the same as Kohen. So when Rav Meir says, right, when the Chachamim say Tzeis HaKochavim, but Rav Meir says when people eat on Shabbos, so when people eat on Shabbos is the same as Ani, then there's really no Chiddush. Chachamim Ani Rav Meir. So we see Ani and Kohen are not the same Shir. Ani Shir Lechud, Kohen Shir Lechud. So that's what we want to infer, but we say, no, really, they are the same shear, but Ani and Bnei Adam are attacking our original assumption. Ani and Bnei Adam are not the same shear. The more than questions, are Ani and Kohen really the same shear? There's a bunch of opinions. We're not going to go through all of them right now, but we see the Gemara proves from certain opinions that there's stiras, and the ikar point of this sugya is to point out that, as we'll see at the end of the Yamud, a couple of things that, first of all, the Ani is later, the Ani's man is later than the Kohen's man at the end of the day. Literally at the end of the day. Pun unintended. And also that there's a machlokes in the Gemara Shabbos about, and Pesachim, about time Bein HaShmashos between Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's Mahal Echatzimil, we'll get the last Rashi. But there's Rabbi Yossi Keheref Ayin, that comes right before Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yossi as the Gemara proves. So Gemara going on to Gimel Aleph says that at the end of the day we have Kasha, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir. So they say, no, trade tonight, leave with Rabbi Meir, Kasha, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar. Same idea, trade tonight, leave with Rabbi Elazar, or Ibai Seima, Reisha, Lav, Rabbi Elazar. And Rashi clarifies this to mean that we assume that when the Mishnah says, that the first Zman the zman to start Kriya Shema is Mishasha Kam Nechasim Nechal B'Shimasan is Aliva de Rabbi Eliezer. So we say no, that's not his opinion. He really, his opinion starts from the Sosman. That's Pashas how I always understood the Mishnah growing up, that the Gemara said a blanket statement of the starting spot, no one argued, and then there's three Machlokes about the Seifa, but that's not the the Machlok is about the Sosman, but that's not the only way to understand it. The Gemara clarifies that in one answer that it is indeed a three Machlokes about the Seifa, but the ratio is Muskam Lakol. In the first answer, the Gemara wants to suggest that they're arguing over what Rabbi Elazar says. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar says Ad Sofa Shmur Harishon. So what does that mean? The Gemara tells us it could either mean there are three mishmeros that are 4 hours each, or four mishmeros that are 3 hours each. And then why do we not just say that 3 hours or 4 hours? Why do you have to give us this backwards man? We don't know because on Shemaim. So Rabbi Elazar is teaching us that the Ika mishmeros Berakia, the Ika mishmeros Ba'ara. And we said the mishmaros, there are mishmaros, and corresponding to what happens in heaven, there are simanim on earth. Mishmar Rishona Chamor Noer, which article translates as a donkey brays. That's the sound, that's the word used for the sound a donkey makes. Shnia Chav Nisarakim, Shlishis Tinok Yonek Mishdeimo, Isha Misaparis in Bailam. Rashi clarifies that this is the beginning of the day, it's a little before daybreak. And the people who interact with each other first are the people who are sleeping in the same room. That's just the lashon of the tinok and the isha mispares in bailo. So we say, well, these are simanim. What are they simanim for? Are they simanim for the beginning of the mishmar, the end of the mishmar? What is it? But we did conclude ultimately that there are three mishmaros. So we say, being the question here is, are they simanim for the beginning or the end? Ask because if it identifies the beginning of a simen, then we don't need the first simen because we have night identifying it. If it's the end of the simen, then we don't need day. We don't need third simen because day is going to identify it. So the Gemara gives two answers. Either it's the end of the first simen, the middle of the second simen, and the beginning of the third simen. Or Yivayzeh Makulu Sof Mishmaros Kachashiv. And really, as we said before, the question is, so if they're all identifying the end of the simen, why do we need the identification of the woman talking to her husband and the tinok? Why do we need that if we just know when it's daybreak, then that's the end of the third simen? So he says, in Lamai Nafkamina, the Gemara says, Mikri Kriya Shema Laman Zagani Beis Afel Flo Yadaz Man Kriya Shema Emas. So we don't, if someone's in a dark room and there's no windows, there's no sunlight, they don't know when to say Kriya Shema. So it says you go by when people wake up and they start talking and everything. The Gemara is making a major assumption here that people's circadian rhythms are at a norm. That is not necessarily the case nowadays. Clearly, they didn't have jet lag in those days. I wonder if they had boat lag. But I guess this Gemara is going to prove not, or they just didn't travel so much. Anyway, fine. But I digress. The Gemara then starts again to some Magadatas, and we talk about the Mishmaros, and the Kosh Baruch says every Mishmar, that he's upset that because of our sins, or those who are as a Hazaga, that says that Kosh Baruch is initiated, but is based on our sins, the Kosh Baruch destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and sent us into Galus. Okay, then we have the Sugya of the Chorva. So, Rabbi Yossi is davening in the Chorva. He went off to the side of the road to Zavin in the Chorva, and Eliyahu Navi came to guard him. So Eliyahu Navi told him that he shouldn't have done that, and he told him a bunch of dinim. So he says at the end of that sugya, we say there. So Eliyahu Navi taught Rabbi Yossi three things: Imati she'ein yichras in the Chorva, you shouldn't go into Chorva. Imati she'mishpam baderech, that you can daven on the road. And Rashi points out that's Tfilas Havinenu, which we'll discuss later in the Masechta. So then there's a conversation. Rabbi Yossi says you're a baskel in the Chorva, and it said the same thing that we talked about by the Shmaros, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And Eliyahu Navi points out that wasn't just a one-time thing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it every day three times, again at the three Mishmaros. which we have as Yeshme Rabba. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is happy that that he's getting praise from this great praise, Yeshme Rabba Mevarach, and he's very upset of the richuk that we have right now. Okay, go to Bama Gimel with Aleph. We said again that he shouldn't go into a chorba, so into ruins. There are three reasons of this: mipnei chshad, mipnei mapolas, mipnei mazikin. Chshad, Rashi says that they shouldn't say that he went into relations with a zona that was hiding there. Mipnei mapolas, because it's dangerous, and mazikin is dangerous spirits. So the Gemara tries to figure out why we need all those. We're not going to go into that shakavatari right now. Okay. So we said there's machlokas. There are three mishmaros, or four mishmaros. So we're calling that machlokas. And the opinion from Nasan is three. He learns from the story of Gideon and Sefer Shoftim. They'll show us there. Fine. But Rebbe, who says there are four mishmaros, he quotes another pasuk from Tehillim, Chatzosai la'akum lo'odos l'cham shepetei tzedekecha. Another pasuk says, Kidlu einai ashmores. So, the meaning, what's the lingua here? That David Amel says he wakes up at midnight. And he says, Kidmu einai ashmores, even before midnight. And if that's the case, Rashi says, Ama chatzos laila shayi David omid shtei mishmaros yesh bahem. That because the pasuk continues, the pasuk of Kidme einai ashmores is lasiach in Rasecha. Right, I mean the fact that the word is not ashmores, it's ashmuros. So when did David wake up? He said Chatzos Laila, but there's still ashmuros. There are two watches. So we see there are two watches. Chatzos is obviously the halfway point of the night. So two before, two after. That equals four. Great. But Rav Nasan, what does he do with these pesukim? He says, like Rabbi Yeshua, that the Bnei Melachim usually get up in the third hour. We know that's the Sos Makir Shemashal Shachas. The next Mishnah tells us they get up in the third hour, end of 3 hours. So it says, the Gemara says here, that's 6 hours in the night. If you start from Chatzos, there's 6 hours left in the night, and two during the day, so that's two Mishmaros. That's 8 hours, so that's two Mishmaros of 4 hours each. After Pnei Yeshua, then we say that they get up at the end of the third hour. That's why in Kriya Shema we have 3 hours from sunrise. So he says, some Bnei Malachim got up in the beginning of the third hour, which is 8 hours, which would really be 2 hours after sunset, 8 hours since Chatzos. But most get up at nine. That's why most get up at the end of the third hour, and that's why we have till the end of the hour. But some in Achinami got up at the beginning of the third hour, or as we would say, to make it simple, the end of the second. Another answer is from Rashi that it could be it's 1.5 mishmaros. Remember, chatzos to shkia is to nate, is 6 hours, and each mishmar is four. That's only 1.5 mishmaros, but that's plural already. Anything more than one is plural. That's that. Okay, we have another teaching. That when you're talking about a dead body, you could only say things that are relevant. Question, Lomar Ela B'Divrei Torah, that you shouldn't speak Divrei Torah. Is it Mila Dama is irrelevant, or is it Kol Shekei Mila Dama? That's a machlokes, in the Mika D'Amri. And the idea here, we'll learn more about in the third parak, is Lo Igla Rush, that when based on Pasuk Mishlei, but when a mace is not able to do anything, so it's mockery to say the Rei Torah and do mitzvah department. That's why we tuck in our tits at the cemetery. And the question of Milei Da'ama, is it irrelevant and therefore he doesn't care, or that he's beyond that, or is it Kol Shekei Milei Da'ama because that's also relevant? Okay. So we pointed out, we said that David woke up, the Pesukim tell him to say David woke up at Chatzos, and that's how we calculate the Mishmaros. The Gemara says that's not true. He woke up already in the middle of the night. And that's based on the pasuk of Kitamti Beneshef Va'ashaveya Ledvarecha Yichalti. I know Neshef is night because Beneshef Be'erev Yom Be'ishon Laila Va'afela. That's what Gemara says. So, but how do we resolve this? We say Hakamar is David Me'olam Lo'avar Alai Chatzos Laila B'Sheina. That he never got Chatzos and he was sleeping. I mean, he always woke up before Chatzos. Reb Zera says Chatzos Laila Hayim is Namnim. He was in and out Kasus. He can't wait. Chaim is Garakari. He'd wake up. And Reb Ashi says it's a different. Well, is it that he was praising? Is he started with the Ritora, but then he said Shios Vesish Bachos. The Gemara questions is how we know Neshef is night. Perhaps Neshef is day. Brings another pasuk. So we say no. The pasuk is inconsistent. It says Vayakins of a man Neshef ad Erev. So if Neshef is Erev, say Erev. Sorry, Vayakins of a man Neshef ad Erev lemacharasam. So we seem to say if the pasuk says Erev and says Neshef, so it's morning tonight. The Gemara says, no, it's night tonight, so why not just say Neshef on Neshef or Erev on Erev? So there's two Tvei Dinim in Neshef. That Neshef just means like a departure, as Rashi explains. So it's departure of day going into night, the departure of night going into day, but it could really mean both. Then the Gemara is going to get into a discussion here, and it's going to go on to, it's going to take a pause and resume. How did David know when midnight was? We said Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even know because it says Kachatzos Halayla Niyotzei Mizoch Mitzrayim by Malkas Bechoros. So clearly, because it seems right now that Moshe didn't know. So it said Kachatzos. So if he didn't know, why would David know? So it says David has Simon because he had a harp that was positioned in a certain way that a wind would blow at the precise time, and it would play the harp, and that's when David would know, and he would get up or switch whatever he was doing. We talked about that before. And then it says, when day broke, Shalom HaShachar, everyone would go in, or the Chachmiso would go in and say, we need money. So David would be like, okay, everyone should the rich should support the poor. He said, that's not enough. So then he said, go to war. And then they would ask Achitofel if they should go into war, and they'd ask the Sanhedrin, and they'd ask the Urim Batumim. And there's a pasuk that proves this is the order. And then they would go to war. And there's a pasuk that proves that David had a heart. So that we said before that David knew midnight because of the heart, but as soon as he didn't know, Moshe didn't know. But we said Moshe did know, and David also knew. So we said if David really knew when midnight was, why did he have a heart to tell him? And if Moshe knew what was going on now, Daniel Aleph, we got there a little before. But if Moshe knew, then why did he have to say Kachatzos? So by Moshe, we're worried that Paro's astrologers would not be able to tell the exact moment. So Moshe says it's going to happen exactly at midnight, and then they calculate midnight, and it's not really midnight. They would say, oh, Moshe's a liar. So Damar Mar, the Gemara says, Limed l'shon chalom ha'ini yodeh shema tisfada v'seyachis, that you should learn to say, I don't know, so that you don't get caught by people who, even though you do know, that they're going to think you don't know and they're going to trap you. Ravashi and Ravapago, Orson Tzleisar, Nagi Barbesar, Abakai Vachikar Moshe. So this is Kachatos, it doesn't mean at a roundsman, as we assume, but it means that Moshe was, it says he was standing at the midnight of the 13th going to the 14th, which is already Leil Yudalid, because we know the day starts already at night. But it was the day after, it was already Leil Yudalid, and he said, at this time, Kia Inda, and Yotim Zochotan. He said, tomorrow, at this time, so Kachatos, meaning like this midnight. I think it's a bit midyuk in the Lashon. I don't know if this is correct grammatically as much. Usually when we say, when we have a prefix, and we're saying in talk about general something, we have it as a shva. So for example, if I say bibayis, I say that bibayis with a shva is in a house, but babayis is in the house with a patach, specifically in the house. So I don't know if kechatzos is a correct word. So take or leave, but kachatzos would be saying at the midnight. What's the midnight? The midnight of tomorrow, which is the time right now, exactly 24 hours from now. So I think maybe we could suggest that. Again, I don't know if it's Mukhrach. If there are any grammar experts out there that want to attack me, feel free. Fine. So the next Gemara points out David was saying he's a chassid. What's that about? Either because he didn't sleep like other kings, or he went out to battle as opposed to just staying behind. While the other kings were just doing their own thing, he was like judging the people. He got his hands dirty. He was answering Shaila's Anita and Tomas Yeledes. Also, he always consults him if he boshes his Rebbe when passing halacha, even though it would be embarrassing for him because sometimes he would be wrong. That's why it says Mifi Boshes, Mifi Boshes, the Gemara says. That wasn't his real name. His real name was either Ish Boshes. It's a question of, anyway, that's a side point. But the reward for David being humble is Kilav, his son Kilav. Kilav was one of the four people who never sinned. The Gemara points out from Rabbi Yochanan that his name's not really Kilav, it's Daniel, but he called him Kilav because he would shayim machlim p'nei mefiboshes b'halacha, that he would shlug up mefiboshes in halacha. That anything, there's two interpretations of what mefiboshes and David's back and forth was. Either David was sometimes wrong, mefiboshes corrected him, and then Kilav slugged him up. Or David is always correct. Mephibosheth sometimes argued with him. David couldn't defend himself, and Mephibosheth and Kilav then was able to answer for David and shlug up Mephibosheth. Okay, fine. So he said, "How could David call himself a chassid?" The pasuk says, "Dulei Amantius Toshem Ratzchayi." That David was worried that maybe he had a sin. This is the sugya that goes to the end of Dalet Amud Aleph. That. The Pasuk in Az Yashir says there's two Adiyafos, Adiyavon Hashem, Adiyavon Zikunisa, is Bia Rishona, and Tarzo, Bia Shnia. That the Chacham said, based on the initiative that the Bnei Yisrael took in going to the Yamsuf, Ruim HaYisrael, Layasus, Lam Nes, Bime Ezra, Kedarshan, Isan, and Bime Yoshua, so they have two Ha'avaras into the Yisrael. We know by Yoshua they have a lot of miracles, and it should have been the same by Ezra, but Ela Shagar Machet, that the Jews of the second Beis Hamikdash weren't as great, so they talk were on the lower level. So they were not zocha. So we see that sometimes you could lose avtacha because of chayin. That's why the Gemara also quotes before we skipped over it. The pasuk from Yaakov Avinu that he said, "The Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, 'Vinei Anochi Imachish Marticha B'Choshet Teleich,' but then Vayira Yaakov Meod." Yaakov's very afraid because maybe Amar Shema Yigom Achet, when he was meeting Esav, he worried that maybe he slipped up on the journey when he was with Lavan, whatever. So we see that could possibly take away one's merit. So that's what David was concerned for. Okay, back to a little bit more of the halacha. This is on the bottom of Dalet Raf. Now I'm going to Dalet Amud Bet. So Chama Mamir Chatzos. So Chama say Ad Chatzos. So trying to figure out what is that. Meaning, do they hold like Rebbe Elazar? So the underlying machlokas, as we'll elaborate on further in the Iyun, is that, and I probably should have prefaced with this, that Rebbe Elazar, when the whole idea of Sos Man Kriya Shema is based on Ushach Becha, we're trying to figure out what is Ushach Becha, what is Man Shliva. So Rebbe Elazar says when people are going to sleep, and there's wiggle room for when that happens, but it's a general, at that general point, and that ends at Atzof HaShemur Rishona. But Rabbi Gamliel says it's when they are sleeping. And the Chamim, well, which sheets are they going like? So it's clear in the Mishnah, I'm really not sure why the Gemara has to go through Shaka Vitaria, that they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, and they really hold that you have all night, but they say, do it earlier, because they're the Harchek Adam in Aveira. Fine. The Gemara concludes this again very interestingly. Called Rav Recham Chayev Misa. So Gemara says, why does it specifically say Chayev Misa here, but not anywhere else? So he says, Ibai Sim Shim Tika One Shena, because maybe you'll fall asleep. There were Ibai Sim Lafukim Adam Tviyos Arvus Rishus Kamashman Zachova. So he said, no, Tviyos are important. Okay, fine. Then the Gemara tells us that Kari Kriya Shema was Palam. Say, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan is a Ben Hamhavas, has Samech Gula Tvila Shel Arvis. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, and where Tvila is Ben Satekim. So Yahweh said, Yes, Michas Gula Tvila, which Rashi points out, everyone reads to by Shachas, the question is by Mariv. Rabbi Yochanan says we talk to us, Michas Gula Tvila by Mariv. But Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi says we do not. Tfilas by Emsa Tekner mean the tfilas are supposed to be bookended by Kriya Shemas, which would then follow. You have Kriya Shema in the morning, Shema Esrei again. Everyone reads the Smicha School of Tfila in the morning. Then in Marav, you start with Shema Esrei and end with Kriya Shema, bookending the day. So Gemara says, Ma'ak Mithagi, what's the Machlaikis? It's either Kra or Svara. The Svara might be for Rabbi Yochanan, Savar Gula, Meorsa, Nami. There's Gula in the day too, at night, sorry. Ella Gula Mal Yasalav. It wasn't the ultimate Gula, but you still need to mention the Gula. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, when the Jews left Egypt, they were really loud at night, but the main Gula happened during the day. However, right, so therefore the Gula night needs to be mentioned, but there's no Dino Smichas Gula Tvila. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi says, no, there was no Gula at night. And we could say the pasuk again. The Arjuna and the pasuk of Shel Hakamecha. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Makish Shchiva Lekima, Makima Kriya Shema Varkach Tefila. Just like in the morning you do Kriya Shema and then Daven Shmona Esrei, so Shchiva Nami Kriya Shema Varkach Tefila. But Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi says, no, Makish Shchiva Lekima. Again, same Hekish, but Makima Kriya Shema Salach Mitaso. That just like to the end of the bookends, we're in bed. We get up, we say Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema is more connected to the bed. So Shchiva Nami Kriya Shema Samach Mitaso, which would then mean that Kriya Shema is the last thing we do, and we do Tefillah beforehand. Fine. So we have a question for the Mishnah. We talk about the din of Hashkivein. It says Hashkivein is a Gula Richta, so it's not a Hefsek in Tzvich Gula Tefillah. Similarly, Hashem Tzvosai Tiftach, that's Rabbi Yochanan, so it's Rabbi Yochanan Shitaso, it's not a problem. Yilu Redzone, same idea. So anything Tefillah Richta, anything that the Rabbanan said should be part of it is Tefillah Richta, and it's not a problem for Smicha School of Tefillah. Okay, now our mother's Rabbi Vino, similar idea, Komer Tilo David, B'chol Yom Shalosh Pah Mutach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. And he says Ashrei three times a day, Mutach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba. So wants to know why this is. Is it because of the Aleph Beis, because it has all the letters? We'll address the Nun soon. So he says, if that's the case, say Asher to me Meiderech. This is Tehillim Kuf Yutes, which is 176 Pesukim, has the Aleph Beis eightfold. And the assumption is that, like, if the idea is say Yaleph Beis, then we want to say it more. I don't know if that. As I was telling someone, like, today, that the Gemara is having me not to say Tehillim Kuf Yutes three times a day. It's like, that's a real Ben Olam Haba. Anyone could pull that off. Anyway, so the Gemara says, El Mishim Des Bein Paseches Yadecha. So it's about the idea of Paseches Yadecha. We know that we have to have special covenant by Paseches Yadecha. That's Ma'akev Tvias Ashrei. So he says, that that's the case, name Mahal HaGadol. So let's just say, I don't know why it's any better than Ashrei, but that's what the Gemara suggests. So it says, no, because it has both. And that's unique to Ashrei. It has both Paseches Yadecha and the Aleph Beis. But if it's Aleph Beis, what about the Nun? No, it hints to the the downfall of Sinai Israel, which is a euphemism for the Jews, according to Pasuk in Amos, if I'm not mistaken. Fine. That's that. Just one or two more points. Quote Rabbi Elazar Bar Avina again, who had this idea of Ashrei. He says, the Pasuk of Michal is greater than Gavriel, because by Michal, the angel, it says that he only had to do, he went to his mission right away. But Gavriel, it says that he had to do it in two steps. So the Mara proves how we know which is Michal. It's Zayir Shav Echad Echad. The Marsha explains that Michal was the angel of mercy, so he would have to do his mission more quickly. But Gavriel was the brought destruction, as we'll see by the story of Sodom in a couple weeks. So he pauses to give a chance to do tshuva. Right, so the Gemara brings a brisa. Michal, ba'achas kavriya b'shaim eliyah ba'arba ma'achamavas b'shmoino shas ma'gefa achas. Okay. Last in, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi says, that you have to either say Krishma and Shul, mitzvah likrosa amita. So we don't Krishma Marka, so they have Krishma Amita. What's the pasuk? Rigs about techato, we say it's a Krishma Amita, rigs about techato, in Ravka, Mamashkacha, and the Musella. So Gemara says, if a Tam Chacham does not need to say it, but Rabbi says, even Tam Chacham should say something, one pasuk of Rachme, and the Gemara brings an example, Kagam Biotchaf, Kiruchi, Padisa, Osi Hashem, Kial MS, which we say in Marv in Baruch Hashem Le'olam. That is the Gemara from Daf Beis Aleph till the beginning of Daf Hei Aleph. Everyone should have a great night.